Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very glad to spend this very special time with you today. Today we're going to talk about the shift of consciousness that's taking place at this time and the incredible miracles that are happening in the lives of people all over this planet. As you listen to this broadcast today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And we're working in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're listening to the program live or you've tuned in to our archives on demand service, we are one, and you are weaving your energy into our magnificent chalice of light. Through this collective consciousness, we will co-create this force field of light, and it'll serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. This is going to be a commercial-free hour, during which time I'm going to share with you enlightened information that's coming forth from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to help all of us see the bigger picture for the divine plan that is unfolding step by step at this time. Then with new clarity and understanding, we'll be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with joy and great expectations and hope, instead of feeling fearful and overwhelmed as we see the surfacing negativity that's coming up all over the world to be purged, cleansed, and healed. With the sacred knowledge that's pouring forth from on high, we'll be able to really know and understand that the light of God is actually increasing on earth in unprecedented ways, and that humanity is in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness that's ever occurred on this planet or any other planet. Now, as you listen to the celestial messages and guidance that I'll be sharing with you, I don't ever want you just to accept something as truth because somebody told you it's so. What I'd like for you to do is listen to this information as food for thought. Take it into your heart and ask your I Am presence, your true God self, to reveal to you if this information is appropriate and applies to your divine plan and the activity of your mission to life at this time. This is really an unprecedented and extremely rare moment on this planet. And the ultimate goal at this time is for all of us to reach up in consciousness and to reconnect with our own I Am presence and the realms of truth, so that we'll get this information and this guidance that has always been available to us, but that we just forgot about, and that we won't have to depend on any outside source or anybody else's interpretation for this information. So all of the activities of light that we're going to be participating in today are specifically designed to lift each and every one of us up, to reunite us with our I Am presence, our God self, and that higher level of consciousness, so that we can get information directly from the company of heaven and the realms of illumined truth during this critical moment in the evolution of this planet. So now, as we begin our special time together today, I'd like for you to join with me for a guided visualization that has been given to humanity by the beings of light. And the purpose of this activity of light is to help each of us begin the process of lifting up in consciousness into the embrace of our own I Am presence, which, as I mentioned, is our true God self, the part of us that is connected directly to our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. Now, this powerful visualization and many other visualizations are available on my CD that's titled Physical Transformation. And if you're interested, you may order that through our secure website, which is eraofpeace.org. So please join with me now, and through our unified efforts, we're going to add to the light of the world. I'll state this visualization in the first person so that we will each experience this gift from our Father, Mother, God personally and tangibly. But remember, we are one with all life. So together we are also going to be serving as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child on earth. And through their I Am presence, as we are lifted up on this sacred and holy day, all life is going to be lifted up with us. So as we begin now, breathe in deeply, and on the holy breath, as one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we invoke the mighty I Am presence of every precious person that is evolving on this planet. And we invoke the company of heaven throughout infinity and ask that they anchor this visualization securely within the divinity of each person's heart flame. We ask that this be victoriously accomplished in perfect alignment with each person's divine plan and his or her highest good. So this visualization is called the ascension into the I Am presence. Breathe in deeply now and go within to the divinity of your heart. Follow me through this visualization, knowing that the past is over and the future doesn't exist yet. All we have is this present moment, so be here now. I am now ready for my ascension into my I Am presence. I sit comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed and my spine as straight as possible. I am instantly relaxed and peaceful, and I empty my mind of all of the thoughts of the day. For this moment, I go within and focus my attention on the immortal, victorious threefold flame that is blazing within my heart and within the hearts of all humanity. I realize now that I have walked through the winter of my discontent into the glory of a new day that is now filled with the full gathered momentum of the divine potential of heaven on earth. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. In perfect balance of my Father, Mother, God, which has returned to earth and is now pulsating through every heart flame, and through my I Am presence, which is awaiting the opportunity to take full dominion of my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, I am now an open chalice and an instrument of God. With this inner knowing, I realize that I have the awesome responsibility of becoming the full manifestation of my I Am presence while I am still embodied on earth, not at some future distant time, but right here and right now in my earthly experience. This literally means integrating my luminous solar I Am presence and my perfect fifth-dimensional solar-like bodies into the cellular structure of my earthly bodies, my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. This integration is now occurring within me at an atomic cellular level. And as it does, every electron, every atom, every subatomic particle and wave of my four earthly bodies, and all of the spaces in between the atoms and molecules of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies are being filled with multidimensional, fifth-dimensional solar light. This integration is allowing my I Am presence to take full dominion of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. And as this occurs, my thoughts, words, feelings, and actions begin to reflect the divine love harmony and balance of God. This transformation is changing my physical reality into the infinite physical perfection of heaven on earth, which reflects our new planetary cause of divine love. This is a unique gift, a sacred opportunity that is being presented through the divinity within me to every man, woman, and child on earth, right here and right now. I contemplate this truth, and as this sacred knowledge resonates in my heart of hearts, the deepest recesses of my inner knowing, I experience my immortal victorious threefold flame, the divine balance of my Father God's power, my Mother God's love, and the Son and Daughter of God's wisdom and understanding. This pink, blue, and gold flame is expanding and expanding. The divine balance of love, wisdom, and power that pulsates through this threefold flame is now enveloping my four earthly bodies. My I Am presence now lovingly commands my lower human consciousness to release my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. This fragmented, fear-based aspect of my personality that's known as my human ego has manipulated me for eons of time, and now it is time for me to love this fragmented, fear-based consciousness into the light. Lower human consciousness, I am the I Am presence of your being. I love you, and I am grateful for the opportunity that you have provided for growth and learning in this physical plane. But that time has passed, and I now command you into the light. Human ego, with the divine power and love that I am, I command you now to release my physical body and return to the light. Release my physical body and return to the light. Release my physical body and return to the light. With the divine power and love that I am, human ego, I now command that you release my etheric body and return to the light. Release my etheric body and return to the light. Release my etheric body and return to the light. With the divine power and love that I am, human ego, I now command you to release my mental body and return to the light. Release my mental body and return to the light. Release my mental body and return to the light. With the divine power and love that I am, human ego, I now command you to release my emotional body and return to the light. Release my emotional body and return to the light. Release my emotional body and return to the light. Lower human ego, I now love you free, and I command you into the light. Ascend into the higher schools of learning and be transformed into God's infinite perfection. My I Am presence now steps into the full authority of my four earthly bodies, and my vehicles are raised into the perfection of my fifth-dimensional solar light bodies. I ascend in consciousness into the kingdom of heaven, the vibratory realm of infinite physical perfection, the realm of my solar I Am presence in the fifth dimension. I stand forth now as a complete God being within the glorious, multicolored, multidimensional radiance of my fifth dimensional solar I Am presence. My heart, mind, and voice are centered within the 12-fold solar flame of my solar I Am presence. My feet are planted firmly on earth, and simultaneously I am one with all of the ascended realms of infinite perfection. I am a God being of resplendent light, now realizing the fullness of that light on every level of my being. As I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. Therefore, I know that within my solar I Am presence, I am now all of humanity, standing forth and realizing we are children of God, beloved and empowered God beings on every realm of consciousness that is associated with this planet. Within my solar I Am presence, I am the cosmic flame of harmony, liberating divine solar light into every physical and chemical interaction within my vehicles, healing and restoring all of the energy bonds between atoms and within atoms to the fifth dimensional solar vibrational frequency of God's infinite perfection. I know with all of the faith of my precious I Am presence that contained within this flowing electronic pattern of light is everything necessary to heal my physical body and the entire physical plane of Earth. It contains everything necessary to set straight the orbit, spin, and electronic charge of every cell, every atom, and every electron of life on Earth. I feel all of the energy bonds within the atomic realm now accelerating in vibration toward the frequency of infinite physical perfection. Every cell of life is now blazing with the full perfection of fifth dimensional solar light, the tangible reality of the new heaven and the new earth and our planetary cause of divine love. Within my solar I Am presence, I am this divine light of God, now liberated into every interaction within humanity and all of the energy bonds therein, which include the relationships of all people, all organizations, all races, all religions, and all nations, liberating these interactions into the harmony of a higher order of being, expanding the sphere of humanity's solar I Am presence on the physical plane of Earth, manifesting the perfection of our planetary cause of divine love, which perpetually reflects the oneness of all life and humanity's reverence for all life. Within the peace of the great solar quiet, I know that this higher reality within my mind is now manifesting tangibly. I am receiving clearly the divine promptings, the ideas and concepts from my solar I Am presence. And I feel and know this higher reality within my feeling world, itself within the great causal body of God. I am a calm ocean of all of these patterns of perfection from our new planetary cause of divine love, these divine qualities blazing forth to bless all life through the sacred fire breath of the Holy Spirit, the divine love nature of our Mother God, in perfect balance with the infinite power and divine will of our Father God. I am now a living, light-filled temple of invincible perfection. I am vibrant health, infinite abundance, eternal youth, divine love, vitality, and joy. I am my solar-like bodies of I Am consciousness, now made manifest in the physical plane of Earth, unifying the physical plane of matter and the spiritual realms of perfection. And so it is. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am eternally grateful. Beloved Father, Mother, God, all that is, I am. I now return my consciousness to the room and become aware of my body as I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of my earthly experience. Beloved ones, miracles are happening on this planet as the light of God is increasing daily and hourly through the hearts and minds of all humanity. Every single day, there are literally billions of people on this planet that in one way or another turn their attention to a higher power and invoke the light of God into their lives on behalf of themselves, their loved ones, and all humanity. These prayers are always heard, and they are being answered. The love of God is increasing on this planet, manifesting miracles in our daily lives. The beings of light who are assisting us from on high have stated that the magnitude of what is occurring within the hearts and minds of the masses of humanity at this time is glorious beyond our comprehension. After the life-transforming events that took place in 2011, which included an incredible purging of the negative thought forms from the past that had been pushed to the surface to be cleansed and transmuted, humanity entered the auspicious year of 2012 on a wave of unity consciousness beyond anything we had ever experienced. Now the Earth is receiving greatly amplified waves of solar light through our physical sun and the suns beyond the suns on waves of solar flares that are allowing our I Am presences to activate our pineal glands, which are assisting in opening our crown chakras of enlightenment to new breaths. This is enabling people everywhere to hear the inner voice of their I Am presence and the celestial guidance that they are receiving from the company of heaven in new and profound ways. This act of divine intervention is causing a powerful shift in the mass consciousness of humanity. This miraculous event is actually reversing the adverse effects of our fall from grace. After the fall, eons ago, we descended into such dense frequencies of duality and separation that our crown chakras closed, causing our spiritual brain centers, our pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands, and the ganglionic centers at the base of our brains to atrophy. That tragedy caused us to forget that we are actually supposed to daily and hourly be receiving conscious guidance from our I Am presence in the company of heaven as we sojourn through our earthly experiences. That descent into chaos also caused our 12 strands of DNA, which functioned as a very elaborate fiber optic communication system that kept us connected to the realms of truth, to short circuit into the double helix DNA that our scientists are exploring at this time. At a cellular level, the fragmented double helix of our DNA actually provides barely enough information for the body to sustain brain consciousness. This is why our scientists consider us using only 10% of our brain capacity. And they consider 98% of our DNA to be junk DNA because they don't understand how this essence is connecting us to the realms of truth. But now, because of the miracles that have taken place through the past many years, everything has changed. The transformation that has happened within the collective consciousness of humanity during the past 25 years since the first harmonic convergence in 1987 has provided us with brand new opportunities. Our I Am presence is at long last reclaiming dominion of our lives, and we are in the process of healing that fragmented circuitry of our original 12 strands of DNA so that we are going to be able to reconnect with those realms of truth in very conscious and tangible ways. We're now ready for the next phase of this divine plan. And this part of the divine plan is going to prepare every man, woman, and child for our ascent into the fifth dimensional frequencies of our new solar reality. It will move us a quantum leap forward in our transformation process as we are transfiguring from a carbon-based planetary being into a fifth-dimensional crystalline-based solar light being. A critical part of this divine alchemy consists of encoding the patterns of perfection from our new planetary cause of divine love into the 12 fifth-dimensional solar strands of DNA that our I Am presence is now activating within each of us. With humanity's conscious participation in this process of divine alchemy, our I Am presence can easily recalibrate and encode our DNA with our new planetary cause of divine love. These patterns of divine love reflect the immaculate concept of the fifth dimensional realms of the solar light that we are ascending into, literally the new heaven and the new earth. Scientists used to believe that our DNA was stationary and stagnant. Now we know different. We know that our DNA is a shimmering waveform configuration that is being modified through our I Am presence by light, solar radiation, magnetic fields, thought forms, and sonic impulses. When our I Am presences collectively imprint the genetic codes of our fifth-dimensional planetary cause of divine love into our new 12-fold solar DNA, these patterns will ignite every cell in our bodies, and they will be secured in the nucleus of every atomic and subatomic particle of life on Earth. The beings of light have said that once this is God victoriously accomplished, suddenly and miraculously, nothing will be the same. Now the need of the hour is for all of us to join hearts and minds and to download these programs of perfection from our new fifth-dimensional planetary cause of divine love. These patterns are directly associated with the causal body of God, and we have the ability to encode these patterns into our DNA. Through the grace of God, a powerful downloading process has been given to humanity by the Company of Heaven. By utilizing this gift from on high, we will co-create a living, ever-expanding force field of divine love that will assist all of us, our families, our friends, and even the most recalcitrant people on Earth to awaken. The company of heaven that there is no better time for us to begin encoding our DNA with the patterns of divine love that is during this time when love is flowing through the planet. We've recently experienced Valentine's Day, and the love of God is now flowing through the hearts and minds of humanity in new and previously unformed ways. So join with me now, and we will participate in this downloading process. This activity of light has been given to us by the Company of Heaven, and we are going to invoke this light through the I Am presence of our loved ones and the family of humanity. These programs will be downloaded through each person's I Am presence in perfect alignment with his or her highest good and their divine plan. Now, as we invoke this light, know that this process is available to each and every one of us. And if we will do it day by day for a while, until it feels complete within us, we will greatly assist all humanity in moving forward into these patterns of perfection. I have encoded this downloading process and posted it on our website, which is eraofpeace.org. And it's on our homepage. You go to latest information, or excuse me, important information, and in that section go to latest news. You can download these programs for yourself so that you would have them readily available. And they'll also, of course, be available through the archives on this radio program. So if once again you will go within to the divinity of your heart and join with me now for this activity of light, knowing that we are joining with the solar logos from suns beyond suns, invoking the new solar patterns of perfection from our fifth dimensional planetary cause of divine love, and asking the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child to encode these patterns of perfection on the new solar strands, the 12-fold fifth-dimensional strands of our DNA. Breathing in deeply, we begin the process. Again, this will be stated in the first person, so each of us will experience it individually, but we are also invoking this light through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on Earth. Through the presence of God, I Am, I invoke my omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. I invoke the solar aspects of my Father, Mother, God from the great, great central sun. I invoke the solar aspects of my Father, Mother, God from the great central sun. I invoke the solar aspects of my Father, Mother, God from the central sun. And I invoke the solar aspects of my Father, Mother, God from the physical sun. I now invoke my I Am presence and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on Earth. And I invoke the full gathered momentum of our fifth dimensional planetary cause of divine love and the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. I ask the I Am presence of each member of my family, my friends, and the entire family of humanity to take full command of this activity of light, which I am now invoking on behalf of myself and every person on Earth. Beloved I Am presence, download now the following programs for each person in perfect alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. In perfect divine order, encode within each one's DNA these patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love. and I begin. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the solar programs from the causal body of God for the infinite flow of God's abundance, opulence, financial freedom, and the God supply of all good things. Through each person's I Am Presence, the solar programs are instantaneously downloaded, and my I Am Presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the solar programs from the causal body of God for eternal youth, vibrant health, radiant beauty, and flawless form. The solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am Presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the solar programs from the causal body of God for perfect health habits, including eating and drinking habits, exercise, work, relaxation, and recreation habits, and spiritual devotion, meditation, and contemplation habits. The solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am Presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the solar programs from the causal body of God for divine family life, including loving relationships, adoration, divine love, divine sexuality, true understanding, clear and effective communication, open heart sharing, oneness, and the unification of the family of humanity. The solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am Presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the solar programs from the causal body of God for eternal peace, harmony, balance, oneness, and reverence for all life. The programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am Presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the solar programs from the causal body of God for self-empowerment, success, fulfillment, divine purpose, a rewarding career, self-esteem, spiritual development, enlightenment, divine consciousness, and divine perception. The solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am Presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved, I am presence download now the solar programs from the causal body of God for clear perception and open heart and mind telepathic communication with the company of heaven and the angelic and elemental kingdoms. The solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved, I Am presence download now the solar programs from the causal body of God for inspired creativity through music, singing, sound, toning, dance, movement, art, and education. The solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved, I Am presence download now the solar programs from the causal body of God for laughter, joy, playfulness, fun, self-expression, elation, enthusiasm, bliss, ecstasy, wonder, and awe. The solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved, I Am presence download now the solar programs from the causal body of God for the tangible physical manifestation of heaven on earth. The solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. I now accept and know through every fiber of my being that these solar programs from the causal body of God have been successfully downloaded. I also accept and know that my I Am presence will update these programs every single day and continually delete anything in my thoughts, words, feelings, or actions that may conflict with these programs or prevent them from manifesting as a tangible reality in my life. These patterns, which reflect the Earth's new planetary cause of divine love, are now encoded within the 12 solar strands of my fifth dimensional DNA, and will manifest in my life, creating the wonders of divine love and the oneness of all life. In deep humility, divine love, and gratitude, I decree, it is done, and so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. I now gently return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies as I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into these earthly vehicles and the encoding within my new fifth dimensional 12-fold solar strand, the DNA, to be imprinted through every atomic and subatomic particle of life within my being and the four earthly bodies of humanity. I breathe in deeply and gently absorb the bliss of this moment on earth. I am one with all life. I am that I am. During this wondrous and amazing time on earth, the company of heaven is perpetually asking us to stay focused on the light. We can observe what's going on in the outer world as an objective observer, so that we can know to invoke the violet flame to transmute the negativity that's being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted into light. But we should not allow ourselves to be emotionally pulled into it so that we are just empowering it with our fear and our concerns. Instead, we need to realize the greater picture, that the negativity is being pushed to the surface to be transmuted and healed into light, and that there are miraculous and wondrous patterns from our new planetary cause of divine love that are pushing the negativity to the surface so that it would be healed and these new patterns can easily manifest. During this auspicious time, the beings of light are imploring us to stay focused on the light, even in the face of seeming adversity. It is vital that daily and hourly we use our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions to empower the things that we want to manifest, these patterns of perfection in our lives and in the world. If we focus the power of our attention on our fears and on the negativity that's being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted into light through the power of the violet flame, we're going to empower and sustain the very things that we're trying to eliminate on the planet. Know that with every thought, word, feeling, or action, you are either adding to the light of the world or the shadows. This is true for each and every one of us. We must be cognizant of this truth and diligent in monitoring where we are focusing our attention moment by moment. This is an incredibly powerful year, and people are expecting all kinds of things to manifest. We've never had the magnitude of assistance from on high that we're receiving now. So never have we had a greater opportunity to manifest the light of the world. Through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, every time we invoke the light of God into our lives and ask the company of heaven to join us in this effort, they have the ability to amplify our invocations 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Just imagine, 1,000 times 1,000-fold. This is why all the prophecies of old said that during this miraculous time that they referred to as the end times, that the transformations have the ability to take place in the twinkling of an eye. So in very practical terms, pay attention to what you are empowering with your thoughts, words, feelings, and actions, moment by moment, hour by hour, day by day. We must all keep on keeping on until we reach that critical mass of energy, vibration, and consciousness that is empowering the fifth dimensional patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love, which is now being encoded in our DNA by our I Am presence. The moment a critical mass of our energy is aligned with divine love, we will experience an unstoppable shift into the fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite light. This is a natural law that each and every one of us are subject to. The key to our success is that we must persevere even in the face of adversity, and it is vital for us to understand that the light of God is infinitely more powerful than any fragmented human miscreations that have been either deliberately or inadvertently created by us through our fear-based and fragmented human egos. Our divine potential is infinitely more powerful than thoughts and feelings of poverty, disease, failure, dysfunctional relationships, hatred, greed, corruption, war, or any of the other appalling humanly created maladies that are appearing on the screen of life. As long as you and I stay focused on the light and consecrate our energy so that our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings are empowering only the positive experiences that we want to create in our lives and in the world, these patterns of perfection from our new planetary cause of divine love that reflect oneness and reverence for all life, we will manifest our visions and our dreams faster than we can possibly imagine. Whatever you do, do not give up. This information is being given to us by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth during this very critical year on Earth to help us remember that if we do not like what is happening in our lives or on the planet, we have the option to do something about it. This is true for each of us individually, and it is true for all of us collectively as a global family. This information is being given to us to urge us and inspire us to keep on keeping on. Now, we don't have to believe the various universal laws in order to exist on Earth. But since we're all subject to them, it's just common sense for us to try to understand and accept them. We don't have to believe that every single thought, word, action, or feeling we express will go out from us and affect the world and then return to us, affecting our own personal lives. But this is happening scientifically to the letter, in spite of any disbelief we may have. It's important that we put things back into perspective and we start accepting responsibility for turning our lives around. We are not the victims of circumstance. We are co-creating our lives through every thought, word, action, or feeling we have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension. So when we deliberately focus on transforming our lives and co-creating heaven on earth, our efforts are empowered by the unfathomable light of our I Am presence. Then if we invoke assistance of the entire company of heaven to intercede on our behalf, our efforts are amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold. At this point, our success is assured. We can then invoke the violet flame to transmute every thought, word, action, or feeling that we have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension since we were first breathed forth from the heart of God, transmuting everything that conflicts with the patterns of perfection from our new planetary cause of divine love. Then moment by moment and day by day, we will move forward into the light by quantum leaps and bounds. I am so grateful for you and your willingness to add to the light of the world. You are truly a precious gift to humanity and to all life on this blessed planet. I'd like to share with you that we at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose have dedicated our lives to making this information from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth readily available to anyone who's interested. So we're offering free seminars throughout the United States of America, and we freely share the information on a global scale through our website, our webinars, our free monthly email newsletters, and this weekly online radio program. We've also documented this information from on high in our books, CDs, and DVDs. All of this information is available on our website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. precious one, I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today. And I'm grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God and for your selfless service to the light on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth. Please join with me again next week for a powerful activity of light as we add to the light of the world. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.